Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa is here, too, in the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Bruce Smith from The Fortune, having a great time and talking all kinds of fishing here.
Well, you're not kidding, man. Lots going on. So much to talk about with this upcoming season, all the great fishing we had, talking boats, talking fishing, and having a great time. And again, we want you to be a part of the show this morning. As you heard, it's been a very busy show with having a guy like Captain Bruce in here. If you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. We want your questions. We want your stories. We want to have you participate in Let's Talk Hookup. And there is an open line right now, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Our local line completely full right now, but when somebody drops off on that, that'll be your shot to get through at 858-457-1090. Not only talking all this great fishing and fun and catch reports, we've given away an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Pete, you were talking about earlier, it's that Spartan Reef frame. Great, great pair of Maui Jims. It has a tortoiseshell frame, bronze HCL lenses. It's a super, super thin glass. They're very light, very comfortable, and an awesome pair of glasses
for one
lucky caller.
Yeah, I like that style, too. That wrap style.
Good pair of glasses, no doubt. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we got a lot going on, lots to talk about, and it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for the Catch Report, which today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
All right, let's start FishDope.com report with Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, we sure got a taste of our El Nino winter this past week here. And according to the long-range forecasters, there's more on the horizon through January. February's supposed to be a little better. It's going to be the inactive phase of the Madden-Julian oscillation. There's a mouthful. And then watch out for March and April because it's supposed to swing back positive and we're supposed to get blasted. But it's all speculation. We'll see. But this last week was definitely interesting. Last year at this time, we had that good bluefin fishing out there on the Cortez and Tanner Bank. This year, totally different set of conditions. And although there's still probably a marlin or two swimming around in that 63-degree water right off the east end of Catalina, you know, in reality, it's time to shift gears and start thinking sea bass and yellows on the bait grounds, which we haven't thought much about the last couple of years. We're definitely seeing more squid around, and as always, when that bait shows up, guess what, guys? More sea bass and yellows are right there with it. There's been some real tankers caught, and this was, you know, before the storm. Up in the bay there, there was some really nice ones as well as a couple other spots, but there's some bait that moved into kind of out in front of Manhattan Beach there. And that had some fish on it, and then a little bit off of Rocky, and then some of the spots off the Orange County South Coast, and then down towards La Jolla, there's all little signs of squid throughout, and bodes very well. Along with that big sea bass that's been around, those big yellows are definitely still here. The past couple of years, you know, we've been mostly fishing that deep water fish at this time of year. Spots like the Deep Hole, the Short Banks, the 150 Box Canyon, those have all been epicenters of some epic action. And there's still that. Those fish are still around. But we're seeing more of that yellow and sea bass on the bait ground. So it's just a different deal. So we're thinking more 14 to 18 fathoms instead of 30 to 50 like it's been the last couple winters. So stay tuned for some updates on that. And then one of the real benefits of this rain, you know, lobsters along the coast especially, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle compared to past couple years. This rain is going to get them guys crawling. So you guys thinking about doing some hooping this weekend. I'd anticipate much better hooping.
Yeah,
around the
I
beach
was just
here.
Asking Ricky about hooping. Yeah, have you had any reports?
Well, I haven't had any reports yet, but because that weather was so poor. But holy cow, you know, you put 4 inches of rain, they don't like that salinity change. I had a diver telling me yesterday that it's not just that they don't like it; it's just because the salinity change, they swell up inside their shells, and it makes them very uncomfortable. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
I definitely know for sure after a rain, those things start crawling. It's a whole bunch easier.
They don't like it. Yeah. Well, hey, yeah. I know you can get the report on fishdope.com. Super information. Tomorrow, Ollie and Jason from Fish Dope will be in the studio with us for tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. But if you want to get a fishdope.com, start the new year out right. Get a fishdope.com membership if you don't already have it. And have use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, save $20. And you get information right direct from Mark Wish, who you report every day to Danny and the guys. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsachik and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store, 714-840-4262. Website's PickEdgeTackle.com. And guys, do not forget that 2016 license and lobster card if you're going hooping. Those guys are on it.
Now, so the lobster card was not seasonal?
Well, the lobster card, you know, if you've been fishing and you already have one, it goes through the end of the season.
It goes. Okay. So you don't need a new one like previous years if you had one already for this year.
If you had one already. But I had a guy in yesterday. He's bought his license, never been hooping, never even heard of a lobster card before. So then he got a shock when he took a look at all that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you got to be proactive, man. Fishing games on that stuff.
Yeah, they are for sure. All right. Thanks, Mark. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
All right.
We got a little bonus to the report. I've really been enjoying this. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line with that Northern Baja report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing? How
morning,
about
Rick.
All this life-replenishing rain? I think it's going to be a good thing.
Man, oh, man. Well, I can tell you what. I know the fish are still biting, and especially that fresh water not only gets the lobster stimulated, I think it makes some sea bass move, too.
Well, starting from down south in the Sea of Cortez, you know, to get away from this weather and tuck in, they've had some beautiful weather down by Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, and they're still getting, you know, water's in the mid-70s. They're still getting the yellowtail and the amberjack on the deeper holes, pretty deep, 300, 400 feet. And then moving to the Pacific side at La Volcano, there were some guys fishing there for all the yellowtail they wanted. You know, weather was in and out, but they had some great flat days. Skipjack were mixed in, smaller yellowfin on the dolphin, but some bigger yellowfin mixed in as well. They lost a wahoo to the sea lions and had a snip-off on three others. So that fish is still around, you know, there in the mid-banks down near the La Volcana area. At Asuncion, yellowtail and yellowfin were happening before the storm came through, but that's a tough place to launch, and the waves are up, giant waves on the beach there, so nobody's been out for a while. Bay of Los Angeles, up further in the Sea of Cortez, lots of life in the bay, nicer days than you typically see this time of year, and a couple guys shot out there looking for yellowtail and breaking bait and managed quite a few white sea bass up to the mid-40s. Gonzaga Bay, further up the line, there's still, you know, better than average weather there than you'd expect this time of year. Guys in the smaller skiffs are getting out and finding spotted bay bass, cabrilla, yellowtail. And it's a great place to take the kids. You know, if you have a car top or skiff, I've had days there where we've got 15 different species of fish and, you know, up to 150 fish for 9 and 11-year-old children, you know, out catching sea fish like you'd be catching them in a lake. So that's a great option for someone who wants to shoot down there and get into that calm water up on the northern part.
Wow.
San Quintin, boy, they got the rain there, and, you know, there's nothing happening. That's all farmland and sand, and water will probably be dirty for a couple days, but those yellowtail aren't going anywhere, and the currents change, and that clears back up. That'll start happening again. So, you know, Ensenada, same thing. The rockfish are there. The yellowtail are there when the conditions are right, and they're limiting out on the rockfish. So still lots of good stuff happening down there.
Yeah, no kidding, Rick. Great job on that report and the Northern Baja report. And, of course, if you want a fish report, or better yet, if you want to get a guy to take care of your finances, Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen, couldn't ask for a better guy. How do we find you, Rick?
On the web at sportfishingfinancial.com and at the office, 949-481-1807.
All right. Great job, Rick. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Hey, let's continue on with the catch report and go down and talk to the man, Marcos, from the radio. C4 Sport Fishing's online. What's up, Marcos?
Is this Marcos from the radio?
Today?
Yeah?
Yeah. We're doing awesome, Marcos. Good morning.
Well, unfortunately, I really have legitimately nothing to report this week. Last trip we ran was last weekend, and in case you weren't paying attention, there's a little bit of weather this week, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind. So I didn't get anything out, but they're back out this morning. New Seaport's out on their half day. We got the Eclipse out on a day and a half, taking a look around there. And hopefully we'll get some people from the Pacific Voyager, get them out on a three-quarter day tomorrow. So as much as I'd like to give you guys some great fishing reports, I have nothing, but definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We're going to keep running those trips, go around, look around locally for some yellowtail, maybe some bass, three-quarter day fishing on the islands. Hopefully they'll keep catching those yellowtail once we get running again. Seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations online there, see our full schedule. You can always call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to get you guys out there fishing once things kind of calm down a bit here.
Marcos, and very cool to see that the Pacific Voyager is going to be doing the three-quarter day trip while Captain Ryan on the San Diego is doing a little maintenance period and spiffing the boat all up. Going to be a what a great spot for some very good fishermen to fill the shoes for some three-quarter day trips out of Seaforth.
Absolutely. We just need to get this weather to cooperate and get some people down here, and he'd love to go down there and catch a yellowtail.
No doubt. Very good. Well, certainly great information going on. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to jump on one of those trips. Go down and call Annette, hopefully get in on that good yellowtail fishing. How do we find you, Seaforth, Marcos?
619-224-3383. If you want to talk to one of the guys down here, if you'd rather not talk to anyone and go online, you can do it there, too, at seaforthlanding.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always. Appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talk to you next week with some good weather and some even better fishing.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Captain Frank Loprest. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. You know, Roy has called me twice this morning, and you know how he is when he gets excited.
Yeah. Twice That's- already.
He was just mumbling. He was trying to let the kite out at the same time. But he had a beautiful day yesterday, 51 tuna, 2 over 2, just about all the rest, 110 to 195.
Oh,
and this morning he had 5 on the deck, and he had 6 hanging, and they just landed at 216.
Good
fishing going on in the Royal Polaris right now. And they've got over 100 wahoo, I know that. So they're having an excellent time, and want to mention to you, Pete, that our February 8th trip with Accurate Reels, we've had a couple of cancellations here lately, so there are 2 spots open on that 18-day trip that's got a 15-day fly-home option, and it leaves February the 8th, okay?
February the 8th, and Frank, we announced it earlier this morning, the big news that we've switched that 6-day trip October 23rd to a 6-day standard trip that includes the possibility of going to Guadalupe Island. And I know the office is open now, right?
Right, Pete. There was a guy that already called in while he was driving. He was just so excited, and I already booked him, okay? Yeah.
Okay, so the office is open, and like I said, all the trips surrounding this, all the trips that are potential Guadalupe trips, are sold out. So we wanted to give our listeners the first opportunity to do this trip. So take advantage of it today. I know the Lopresti Sport Fishing will have it up on the website later today, but call now because by the time it reaches the website, it may not be available. Right, Frank?
That is correct. The trips have been selling really fast.
Yeah, it's $22.75 plus $225 plus permits. October 23rd, a Sunday, and October 29th, a Saturday return. 6-day trip with the potential to fish one of the most epic places in the world, Guadalupe Island, and probably your last and only opportunity to get on one of those trips here by calling the office. What's the office number, Frank?
619-226-8030.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
All right. Frank. Safe travels, Frank.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Hey, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, we want to sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It's long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks are the top angler's first choice when they're fishing for tuna and other pelagic species. They have the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store. Let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Mark, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mark.
Hello?
Hi. Hello, Mark.
Oh, this sounds like Mike.
Yes, Mike, you got the name wrong. That's okay.
Good.
That's okay.
Good morning, Mike.
We have Adam doing two jobs double at once duty today because Ryan's out playing again.
Let me give you one little fish report there. I'm up here in San Clemente now. On the pier, they have been catching lobster at night. I've physically seen these. They're nice size. Some are keeper, some are small. I didn't see people using a lobster gauge or a report card, and I don't know if it's because it's on the pier or not. And I got a question for the captain there. I was listening this morning, and I hear you got, you know, about 18 passengers. I'm thinking, is he planning on maybe we can get some small trips, electronic hookup trips? Is he going to have any plans for his boat? You know, maybe late this year or next year or something like that, we'd put some trips together.
Well, now, you said you have some open party trips this summer that you've scheduled,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are there spots available on that?
We haven't put them online yet.
Oh, you haven't put them online?
No, we sort of have to wait on that. Depends on the other boats, some of the other boats and whatever. But you can call the office and find out when they're going to be.
The Fortune office.
Yeah, and especially after... Pretty much our open party schedule will come out after the Fred Hall show.
So can you get on a waiting list for those open parties now?
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Call the
call
office
Tish,
if you
yeah
want to go.
Call Tish right if you want to go, and she can put your name on a list, and we'll then we can, once they do come up, once we get our schedule set in stone, then we call you up and give you those options.
Give the opportunity.
And you'll have the first pick, you know.
First pick.
You'll be on the trips for
that's
sure.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's way
really
cool.
Good.
Great way
so,
to do it.
So you also had some open charter dates that you wanted to talk about, right?
Not, we have a couple open parties coming up.
Open parties.
Just, yeah, later this month.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Day and a half, Colonnette trips. Which
sweet.
Been
oh,
good.
Dude.
Been good.
So good.
In January.
Yeah.
Wow.
End of January, on the 29th,
okay,
day and a half trip. Limited to 20 passengers.
Nice.
And then on the 12th, we have a Seeker Fin Bomb kind of sponsored trip. So both of those.
February 12th.
And that's run through our office.
Okay.
So you can't book on the web the landing website right at this point. But if you call Tish, you can get on those trips. We're already booking up. So if you want to go to Colonnette, day and a half trip, Yellowtail Cod, call us up and we'll put you on.
It has been so good this year.
It's been very good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just like last year.
So.
Which was fantastic. Epic, yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun. And you'll be running those trips out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yes, those are out of San Diego.
Those
we'll be up here the first 2 months because, you know, the cod season's closed. So we stay down here. We run weekends, and we have some open parties. All our other weekends, these are only two open parties. All our other weekends are chartered up.
There you go. All right, there's your chance, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Doug, calling from Montebello. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, I was wondering if I chartered Fortune. What happened in two cases here to my money? Suppose I have to charter for whatever, cancel for whatever reason. That's one. Two, what happens if, say, the boat breaks down or the weather or whatever cancels it? What would happen to my money?
We refund it. That would be the boat's fault. So we'd give you 100% refund and try to reschedule you. Or just reschedule you, try to work it around. If we could fit you in at a different date, we would just move the trip. If that doesn't work out, then... I have no problem with refunding your money. You know, if the boat breaks down, that's our fault. If you have issues with the boat, that's our fault, and we're gonna work it out with you. So, yeah,
that's why he runs school all the time. He takes care of his passengers.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a real stickler or really hardcore about keeping people's money. Yeah, there's been a number of times, or even weather. You know, if the weather comes up, we really try to just reschedule the trip. But if it can't go, then you know.
So
this is the way it is. Happens. I'm not going to keep your money because the weather came in.
Yeah.
you know, that just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Not for me anyway.
And I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
You're one of those guys. You're way more concerned with putting a fish count together than you are taking people. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I'm more worried about. And that's another thing, too, is I've canceled trips because of weather, especially up north, you know, going out to San Nicolas. Oh, we're going to go to San Nicolas, and that's what we're going to do. And, hey, I'll call the charter master and say, hey, we can't go to San Nicolas this weekend. What do you want to do? He said, well, if we can't go out there, I just don't even want to go. I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to go, and we'll work something out.
Sure.
You know,
reschedule.
We'll reschedule. We'll return your deposit or whatever, but I want to make sure that you guys are happy.
That's rad. Good job.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. On your next fishing trip, be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. We're talking rockfish. We're talking colonette.
Right.
Is there anything better for Power Pro? It's almost like it was designed.
Yeah, this thing was called the Power Pro Advantage. And in cod fishing and things of that nature, that's exactly what it is. Small reel now holds plenty of line, zero stretch, and more than anything, just feeling what's going on. It's different. If you're a guy that fishes a lot offshore and you haven't been down to Colonette in a few years because you just, I want to do the rockfish, it's so much different than it ever was before. How about what Bruce was talking about at San Nick? How about a Calcutta 400D full of 30-pound Power Pro and a lead head and a swim bait catching a 4-pound red?
Yeah. I like
that. It's a whole different deal.
Yeah. It's Power Pro has changed the way we think and the way we fish. And if you're not there, you better get on the bus.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Because it's going fast. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store or get out powerpro.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddleboard right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packing up again. If you want to get your through, talk to Bruce. Get in on all this fun. Give us a call, man. We're having a great time. Plenty of show left. We'd love to catch your phone call. 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or call us toll free, 877-792-1090.
All right. Let's talk flyby right now. And I'm talking not flying like in an airplane or something. I'm talking fly fishing with Mr. Stephen Fernandez with the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishing. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Okay, so you're kind of talking about Flyby 2016, which is January 30th. It's at the Long Beach Casting Club in Long Beach. Tell us about the event.
That's correct. And the address, first of all, is 4901 East 7th Street. In Long Beach. And this event is a fundraiser for the Southwest Council and for Project Healing Waters. And it's an incredibly fun event. It always gets packed. And I encourage everybody to come down to enjoy watching people tie flies, watching people cast. You can get casting lessons. You can buy them by the minute from certified instructors. And just, it's a fantastic time. We also have a, what we call a garage sale, whereby there's a lot of camping gear and rods, reels, and lines that you come down and buy. It's all used, so it's going to be a fraction of the cost that you would spend anywhere, including in online outlets.
Wow.
And all of, yeah, it's fantastic. And it's an inexpensive way to come down and enjoy the day. For $15 is the admission, and that includes a hot lunch that is provided by Project Healing Waters, which, for those who don't know, helps with the global emotional rehabilitation of our active military personnel and veterans. And so that the proceeds, any kind of profits, go to them. It's a fantastic event and a way to enjoy something and learn something about part of fishing maybe you haven't done.
Wow, that is a great event. It's January 30th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And now, is this correct? If you bring some items to donate valued at $40, you get in free?
You do get in free. And this is a way to, say, have some stuff that you know you're never going to use. And, you know, you don't want to try to eBay it. You bring it down, and you do get in free, and you really help a great cause doing so.
Yeah, fantastic. So this is 2016 Flyby, Southwest Council, Federation of Fly Fishers. It's a great event. Even if you just pay the $15, you're going to probably gain that in just knowledge and casting experience and watching these amazing tires tying flies. And then and take advantage if you're looking for a fly rod and reel. It sounds like a great place to get a good used one. Bruce's dander up here. He's like ready to come.
Good. We expect to see you there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to make it.
All right. Well, great. Well, Stephen, great to have you. I want to take my hats off to the Southwest Council and Michael Schweit, yourself, for really doing the job to try and promote and turn new people on to fly fishing. Keep up the good work.
Okay, Peter and Bruce, we really appreciate the plug for us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's fired up. Wanting to keep it going again if you want to get through. 858-457-1090 is your shot. Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bruce?
Morning, Bruce.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is regard to the Guadalupe. What does it take to for a private boater to go down there if it's got the range?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get a permit.
You'd have to check with the consulate and see what kind of permits that they're requiring. I don't know.
Are they only open to the fleet vessels, or is it just limited to you, or would a private boater be able to do that who has the capability?
I think you need to start at Kona Pesca and just see where that road takes you. I'm sure that, a trip to Ensenada, on land to get paperwork in order is probably going to be part of it. But I think I would just start at Kona Pesca, which is, the office that everybody, that we all get our Mexican permits through. And I think I would just start there because it's just such a different deal than any of us have gone through. I don't think any of us are going to have an answer for you that's where you need to go.
See what they say.
They're like the easiest people in the world to deal with, too. Great.
Yeah, really good people. And, it's not a fleet-wide permit either. There's only three boats that have the permits to fish Guadalupe Island right now. So it's not wide open. Not anybody can go down there. So that's why Rick's suggestion of starting with the proper authorities in Mexico is a good suggestion.
And a private boat with less than 12 passengers is just a completely different classification, different permits, different everything than a passenger boat that's going down there with 25. It's just they're just completely different rules, different everything. And that's why I think you just need to go directly to the store. Because I just don't know.
It's probably doable.
I would think so.
Yeah. You just have to go through the motions and pay the fees. And
I'll come and make your wine-dons for you. No problem.
If you want any crew, give me a ring.
I got you
just
covered.
Just let us know, okay? Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Bruce.
How about we jump right back into the phones and talk to Lloyd? He's calling us from Upland this morning. Good morning, Lloyd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up, Lloyd?
A couple points, if I may. Some of the best fishing we ever had was with Bruce on some of those freezer specials. And we all know what a great captain, a great fisherman, but he has another talent that I'm not aware that you guys are know about. It's a number of years ago I was surfing in the TV channel, and shows up on the cooking channel is Bruce. And it's some kind of contest. He's cooking in his backyard at Point Loma, I believe.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Bruce could expand upon that and kind of remind us what a good cookie is, and did you indeed win that contest that you were in?
Well, it wasn't a contest. It was just a TV show. It was chilling and grilling with Bobby Flay.
Oh, you're kidding! With Bobby Flay,
But I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, okay.
They just came and videoed the whole thing. And they showed the fish coming off the boat and us flaying it, a yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
And then I took it home that same day and cooked it, and I smoked it on the backyard barbecue. I didn't really grill it. I smoked this tuna, and then we made a sauce for it and whatever. And I had some people over and had my sister there, and actually Mark Gillette was there and his wife at the time. It was a really great experience.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it just sort of fell in our lap. Like the TV show approached Andrea at the office, the Shogun office at the time, and they're like, hey, we want to do this TV show, and Frank was busy, the Royal Polaris was busy, so they dropped it in our lap, and I was like, well,
come on,
the cook on the boat's going to be busy, so I can do it. So I just jumped in and did it, and it was ended up being, that show ran, I don't know how many times with reruns, and people come up to me still.
In fact, I think I gave Bruce some of my magic hickory bark that he made at another time.
Yeah, that stuff was awesome. I do a lot of smoking now, a lot of smoking of meats and fish too, but that hickory bark was really good.
If I run into you down there at Fisherman's Landing, I may be able to give you some if my wife will let me get rid of it.
Yeah, that stuff worked really good.
It sounds like it'd be welcomed.
Appreciate
that. That's cool, Lloyd.
Call this morning. Thanks a lot for the call. You know, I forgot that you used to run those freezer specials on the Shogun a lot.
Yeah.
So you talk about a guy that knows Colinette.
Yeah.
This is the guy right here. And you were just talking about those two trips that you have scheduled end of this month and the middle of February.
Yep.
Whew.
Yep.
Those would be good ones to go on because you ran a lot of those freezer specials.
Oh, 3-dayers every weekend, it seemed like. in this time of year time frame on the Shogun.
Yeah,
we'd go down below San Martin, spend the night at the island, fish yellows, and then Colonnette the next day or below Colonnette. There's a lot of rocks down there.
That's cool.
Well, that's just not Colonnette. There's a whole another series of high spots and whatnot in between the island and below the island and out in front of the island. And it's great. It's awesome area. It's really a good area.
We had a guy in the store the other day that's going with you. Going with you, I think, in 2 weeks. And he was asking us, he's like, you have any idea how good the cod fishing is? And everybody in the shop was so excited. We're like, oh, they had limits of yellowtail. And he was so man, he goes, I'm so bummed. He goes, last time I went down there with Bruce, our yellowtail fishing was so good. He goes, we literally couldn't fish for, we couldn't fish for cods because you drop a ganyon down there with a strip of sardine and instantly catch a 20-pound yellowtail.
Last year it was that way. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you couldn't really fish. I was fishing for ling cod and it was like I first started catching yellows on swim baits and it's sort of become a thing now. But last year and the year before I was fishing these great big swim baits for ling cod and I'd be winding them up and I got one. Man, I thought I had the biggest ling cod in the world on, you know, like a 40 pounder or whatever. And I wind it up and I look at it and there it is. It's a 25 pound yellowtail. It's eating these gigantic ling cod swim baits.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Those trips are so cool.
Yeah, they're so cool. So if you want to go with a guy that knows his stuff down there, fortunesportfishing.com, call the office and jump on it. Dates again.
The first one's on the 29th, leaves on the 20th, and the second one is on the 12th.
Okay, 29th of January and the 12th
February
of February.
12th. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Cool. Day and a half trip.
Limited to 20 passengers. Yeah, day and a half.
That's so cool, you'll be back for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Score.
Very, very good. Hey, I want to make kudos to you. We talked about fly fishing and stuff, but you're a Pyramid Lake fan.
Yeah.
Up in northern Nevada there. I've been up there a couple times with you. This guy really knows his stuff. And you achieved something that you've been trying to do this past fall for a long time and catch a big one, right?
Yeah, I got, actually now I have two since then. I got an 18 last year, 18-pound Lahontan cutthroat.
18?
On the fly rod, from shore. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So rad.
Matter fishing.
And then we got one, I got another one here about a month ago that a lot, the guy that was with me is a local up there. He said it was the biggest one he's ever seen caught from the shore, but I think it was more like 19 pounds. He thinks it was over 20. So it was probably, I got another 19. About a month ago.
Yeah.
So
could have been over 20. You didn't weigh it.
No. It's a long story.
No,
we couldn't find my scale.
Oh, man.
And so anyway, but it was like 19. Yeah. It was big. It was 34 inches. And
oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
34 inches. And these Lahontans are fat, too.
Yeah. They're big shoulders.
Big shoulders. Big fat fish. That's pretty. On a fly rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's my whole gig. You know.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I've done it. It's probably the coldest I've ever been in my life. I mean, I've been in some really cold places in Alaska and up in the mountains and stuff. Nothing compares.
Yeah, it's
to
crazy.
Fishing in Nevada. In Nevada,
how cold it is.
In the water.
Yeah,
it's so cold. You have no idea.
Just bone chilly.
You can't put enough layers on.
Yeah, you
right?
just ignore it.
You just ignore it. Yeah, you do. Yeah, but the opportunity to catch a giant trout on a fly rod is there every time you put it in the water.
It's one of the best, and it's one of the best lakes in the United States, if not the best.
Yeah.
For catching a really big fish over 10 pounds on the fly rod from shore.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. I got this little game that I play that you got to do it a certain way. You know, it's like catching tuna fish on a surface iron or whatever.
Yeah, totally. There's 100 ways you can do it, but there's a few that are just so much cooler.
Right,
than
So on the fly rod, off a ladder offshore and catching big ones.
Catching big ones.
Yeah.
And how's that resource? I know a couple of years I was up there, it was a little slower than normal. We still caught a lot of fish, but it was it's come back quite handily.
It's a miracle is what it is. They put a different strain of fish in, and the fish are getting bigger and bigger now. So that lake, the Indians, the Paiute Reservation runs Pyramid Lake, and they've done a fantastic job of stocking the lake and reintroducing this new strain of fish. It's still a Lahontan cutthroat, but it's the original 99.9% pure of what was in there originally native fish. So and they're getting bigger and bigger every year. We're going to see 30 pounders this year, I think.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so rad.
And the Indian tribe manages it all. They raise the fish.
Yeah.
They
single barbless hooks, no bait. Yeah. Catch and release. Oh, it's a slot limit, so you can keep two fish
you can keep
a
two
day.
Fish. Yeah. A slot.
Yeah.
What's a slot?
Between 18 and 24, I believe.
Yeah.
You can keep two fish, or you can keep one over 24 and one in the slot.
Wow.
So you can keep a big trophy
if
fish
want.
If you need to, or yeah. if it dies or whatever.
Yeah.
Most all of our fish are released, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's all catch and
that's
release.
That's so cool.
It's a pretty amazing fishery. Are there guides up there that would take you
yeah.
fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have... I run a couple of sites and whatever for that, and but Doug Ouellet, he's awesome. Rob Anderson is great. Yeah.
And what's the
there without a Reno?
What's the time of year to go to?
Right now is big fish time, so you're not getting a lot of fish. You're getting anywhere from 1 to maybe 15 fish a day. 15 would be awesome. But you're going to get like a 10-pounder
yeah.
probably. To,
no kidding.
You know, yeah. Yeah, you go up there for 3 days, you probably catch at least a 1 to 10 pounder.
That's crazy to me.
And then, you know, March and April, then you're starting to get into your 15 to 50 fish days, good fishing with the occasional, but you're not going to get as many big fish.
Yeah.
You know, you just get more. It's a lot more action. It's a lot of fun
sure.
fishing, but right now is the big fish time.
The big fish time. So know. People, our listeners that are interested in that could contact you and you could steer them to the right guide.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. You can call Tish, she can give you my home phone or contact me on Facebook,
okay,
Bruce Smith, and
right.
or through Fortune Sport Fishing on Facebook or whatever,
yeah,
and I can
you
steer
can
you in
the
direct
right direction.
Direction. Oh yeah.
The only caution, take every piece of clothing you own. And it won't be enough.
Right.
Every sock that you own, whatever. Bring it all.
It's frozen.
Yeah, indeed. Let's try and snip back into the phone.
All right, let's dig another in. How about Dan in Encinitas? Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Dan.
I just had a question on what's the status of us taking bluefin out of Mexican waters for this upcoming season?
Two per day.
Yeah, all good.
Total of six.
Yep.
Come on.
Or any trip longer than 3 days.
Same as U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So thanks. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be rolling, which is nice, you know, that it'll give you the option. And that was one of the things last year that, I mean, we had a fantastic season, but going into the season, you're knowing that bluefin is a possibility.
There was areas that we didn't even go to,
right?
Because you were going to catch bluefin, so we just the fleet
away.
Just stayed away from them.
Yeah,
you know, because what are you going to do? Your passenger catches a 50-pound bluefin, and it's like, well, sorry, I got to cut it off or
yeah.
whatever. It's the biggest fish of his life. It's like,
yeah.
well, we're not even going
to we're not even
going to
go
down
there. Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah,
and now you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
we'll go and catch those
yeah.
two fish a day, and then we're going to take off and go look for something else.
There you go.
I just want to see Hot Dog catch another 150-pounder on the boat this year.
Right.
So cool.
150-pound. It wasn't one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
They caught a few of them
on the Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Up to 189 was the biggest.
189.
Yeah.
Wow. In local waters.
Uh-huh.
A one-day trip.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was so cool.
It was on the 43. I mean, the dope's out now.
Yeah.
Even back then it wasn't a secret, yeah. But yeah, it was just 30 miles out.
Yeah.
Right there on our front door.
Almost a 200 pounder.
Uh huh.
Right there.
Yep. Well, there was 200 pounders caught.
Yeah. That's right.
By local guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our biggest was 189.
Sweet.
Our big.
And that's the advantage of the smaller boat is you're flying the kite.
Yes.
You're doing the things
yes.
that long range guys
yep.
do that bigger one day operations can't.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. We were slow trolling sardines and,
yeah.
and doing whatever way
doing
back
right.
there.
Yeah.
And then. You know, you would go over a school and throw bait, and you'd slide your baits back in that bait ball, and they wouldn't come up on the bait until they were like 100 yards back, and then they would come up and eat one of your slow trolled sardines, kind of thing.
Oh.
You know, that's when you're hooked.
Yeah,
because they weren't you know they're bluefin.
Yeah,
bluefin.
They're not just bluefin; they're big bluefin.
And they're big bluefin,
yeah.
so they're not easy to catch.
Yeah.
Those were pressured fish. They were on a high spot. It wasn't like a school. That hadn't been hit in
yeah.
3 or 4 days. It was like had boats on it every day.
Yeah.
So you had to pull some tricks out.
You
of
had to angle.
Yeah, you had to captain them up.
Yeah.
Hot Dog did.
He was a man. No doubt. No doubt. There's a lot of people trying.
Let's yeah. sneak in one more phone call, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we jump back into him and talk to Mike? He's calling us from Capistrano this morning. Carpinteria this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Up north. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up,
doing
Mike?
Great.
Yeah, I've got a quick question. You guys were talking about rock fishing down at Colonnet. And, you know, I do a lot of rock fishing up here at the Channel Islands. And I just had a quick question for you guys regarding trying to find new rockfish spots. Most of the spots that I have out here that I fish all seem to be a flat bottom. You know, I don't find much structure on my meter. And I was just wondering, when you guys are looking for rockfish areas, are you looking for just gradual increases or, you know, depth changes? Or are we looking for, are you guys looking for, you know, real severe, you know, 30, 40-foot ledges?
Good question.
Yeah, yeah, great question.
It is a good question. And from fishing up there, I've learned a lot. It's different down in Colonnet. Colonnet, it seems like we're looking for more bigger structure, rocks, edges, ridges, serious drops. And then, but, you know, fishing around San Nicolas, it's like, it's flat. It is, it's totally different. Yeah. And I had to learn how to use my meter different and look, see what kind of rockfish were associated with it. And it was like, if you could find a 2-fathom raise up in the bottom, that was big. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
12 feet.
Yeah, 12 feet. Yeah. More, even so more important.
What about like in Ventura or Carpinteria where Mike's fishing? Same kind of deal?
I would imagine it's the same. I've never personally fished up there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So
I can't
you
say.
Look for hard bottom on your meter? You look for that hard bottom?
The bottom changes on your meter, yeah.
You just see a little rise?
And you'll see fuzz or different kinds of fuzz or different or even individual fish depending. And but you're just looking for a change in substrate, a change in bottom.
Yeah.
It gets harder. And then you sort of map it out. You go over it a few times, do some circles and whatever, and you map out the area. And so you know where your drift pattern is and then make your drifts across it. But, yeah, it's not very much up there.
There you go.
It's flat. You're looking for hard bottom.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is Saturday, January 23rd, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay wants to help you get ready with a great sale and seminar on Saturday, January 16th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7 with saltwater bass expert Benny Florentino, plus a giant sale on the tackle you need. Listen to these great deals for one day only at Dana Landing. Buy 3 gulp packages and get one free. Take 30% off all MC swim baits and warp bait products. Buy 2 Rapala X-Wrap mags and get a free Williamson Speed Pro. Buy a pen reel and receive a free Braid Phillip. And other great deals on Yuzuri, Phoenix, Daiwa, and more. Next door at Fastlane Kayaks from 10 to 11:30, it's the ultimate panel discussion hosted by Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, Jimmy Decker, Afren Abutin, and Benny Florentino. Learn the best techniques for catching the big fish in the bay. It's one day only, Saturday, January 16th, and only at Dana Landing. Right across from SeaWorld, next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a cool prize. Brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. The Spartan Reefs going to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Bruce, congratulations. You are going to love those new glasses.
Indeed. Congratulations and thanks to Maui Jim for all their support. And I want to mention that check out our YouTube channel if you haven't already. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's two new videos up there on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. First one is Rick's big 400-pound plus blue marlin that he caught and released with his buddy Neil last summer.
That was fun.
5 miles off of Point Loma.
We were just below the islands.
Yeah.
Just below the Coronado Islands.
How about that? And then the other one was from our 2.5-day journeyman trip, which Rick is leaving for tomorrow, our second journeyman trip in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Good luck on that, Ricky.
You blast.
Yeah, you're going to have fun, and we'll be anxious to hear the reports next Saturday when we're at live at Dana Landing. That's going to be fun. So on our YouTube channel, the way to get there is just go Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show or go to our website, hookup1090.com. On the top right, hit the red icon. That'll take you right there. So check that out. Bruce Smith, Fortune Sport Fishing. What a great show. You're a great guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, such a lively show and such a great operation, the Fortune, out of Fisherman's Landing and 22nd Street Landing.
Yeah, in the springtime.
Yeah, in the spring. So how does one get a trip on the Fortune?
Call our office. Call Tish, 619-972-9161. She can book you on either open party trips, tell you when the open party trips are, or if you want to charter the boat. She can set you up.
I love that. Get on the list for the open party trip so that you'll have your pick when those things come out. What a great call.
Good one. Yeah, get on it. Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. Look forward to having you back. And look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Ollie and Jason from FishDope.com and BD Outdoors. Ollie's going to be announcing his brand new TV show. Talking a lot about that tomorrow, 7 and 9 a.m. That's going to be a good one. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.